Okay, what would you call, okay, we got one word that's peckerwood, but what other thing might you call some white people who aren't very well off and who haven't had any chance at education, and especially if they're kind of good for nothing or too lazy to work?
We call them poor trash.
Okay. Okay, does it make any difference if they're town people or country people?
Yes.
What would you call?
If they're in town, well, they're called mostly poor trash, but in the country, you don't hardly find them. You don't call people in the country poor trash because they don't be around for you. If they're in the country, they're out there.
They're out working?
Yeah. If they're not working, they still don't be in town.
Okay. Okay. What do you call somebody who lives out in the country and who doesn't know anything about town ways, and when, if he does go into town, he's real conspicuous, and kids might say, look at that old, what?
Tramp.
Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means people from up north, like Missouri, up in up northern states like Missouri, and up in the cold country, Missouri. Kansas and that's still Missouri,
Does it mean somebody who's kind of good for nothing and lazy, or does it?
No, it just called up that Hoosier State, so on.
Okay. At a party, you might look at your watch and see it's after 11:30 or something like that. And so you say, well, we better be getting home. It's what? Midnight.
Near midnight.
Okay. You might say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but something fell three or four times.
I lost my balance and slipped.
Okay, but you didn't fall.
You fell?
You came close to falling, but you didn't fall, so you what?
Almost fell.
Okay. And somebody's waiting for you to be ready so you can go out with him. He calls to you, hey, when will you be ready? You might say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
And say the whole
short
thing?
Short while.
Okay. Would you say the whole thing?
I'll be ready in this short while.
Okay. If you know you're on the right road, you're going somewhere and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might stop and say to somebody, what is it to Oklahoma City?
How far is it from here to Oklahoma City?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, like to a child or something, you might say, now, what?
Get that off.
Okay. So you're reprimanding a child. You might say, now, what here? Something here.
Sit here.
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, how what do you go to town?
How often.
Okay. And say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to vote for that guy. You'd say,
I'm not either.
Okay. What do you call this part of your head? Right here above the eyes?
Your forehead.
Okay. If you go to the barber, he'll probably cut your
hair.
Okay. If a man hadn't shaved in a week or two, he'd probably be growing a
beard.
Okay. Where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? To keep it handy.
In the back of his ear.
Okay, which ear probably?
Right.
What, his right what?
Right ear.
Okay.
Right.
What if he was left-handed?
I guess he would put it in the back of his left ear.
Okay. If somebody was mumbling, you'd say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. You might say, he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
But you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay.